Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Years ago, a chef buddy of mine confided that his secret technique for most of his savory dishes was to include a little bit of shallot in the recipe. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I am not going to argue with the man. I think it makes sense to keep a little jar of shallots all on hand.
Yeah, it's certainly an ingredient that it's not a go-to for many people. It's kind of always in the produce department, kind of in between the onions and the garlic, and everybody just passes it by and rarely grabs it. But it does have almost, fittingly between onion and garlic, has kind of a little bit of both
in terms
of its quality, along with a little earthiness that's kind of fun.
And I think once you start using shallots, you'll see how useful they can be. And
yeah,
you just
yeah.
can throw them in just about anything.
And I'll be honest, it's one of the things that I won't mind buying pre-peeled.
Mm-hmm. Like absolutely.
I don't buy pre-peeled garlic, and I hate pre-cut onions and those types of things. But if you find a store, and usually it's some of the larger, nicer stores that have sort of a Ziploc bag of pre-peeled shallots, totally worth getting. There's nothing wrong with that. And they are a little bit of a pain to clean.
They are. The one thing I really like about shallots is that when they cook, they become very, very tender, and they almost melt away, which is why I think they find their way into so many savory recipes.
Sure,
they
sure.
had a subtle influence,
and
I really like it. I use shallots primarily as a supporting ingredient in my recipes, and one trick that I've recently started doing is to add some finely minced shallots to my sweet potatoes. So I just open them up. Butter, salt, and sprinkle them on there and mash them in with a fork.
Okay.
What a difference it makes.
Yeah.
Really, really delicious.
They
super
actually,
easy.
They actually are sweeter than onions.
They are.
So the sweetness we all love, we hate to say it and admit it, but we all love sweets.
Yeah.
And so certainly, that whole sort of roasting and when they get soft and they melt into things, they add a very nice sweetness also.
Ever since we did the show about cooking on papillote, where you take a fish and you cook
it in
a paper pouch, I've been doing that a lot, and I always throw in a bunch of shallots.
Sure.
And it adds such a wonderful, subtle flavor to the sauce that always results when you cook that way.
Uh-huh.
It really, really improves it. Another thing that I do tied in, sort of like the sweet potatoes, is with mashed potatoes.
Yeah, of course.
You just do the same thing.
Yeah.
Some people like to do garlic mashed potatoes. I'm going to be doing shallot mashed potatoes.
That's great.
And see how that works.
I mean, because of their size, they're really easy to slice thinly on the mandolin.
Yes.
You know, unlike an onion, which is a bit cumbersome, you can get the shallot and do nice thin slices. With those thin slices, I like to toss them in just a little bit of flour and fry them.
Nice.
And do deep fried shallots, which adds a nice crunchy thing to salads or on top of your mashed potatoes after, you know, they're a great garnish, in other words.
They are.
And they're really nice to make. It's almost like baby onion rings in a lot of ways.
Well, if you get those peeled shallots you're talking about, you can toss them in some kind of liquid like balsamic vinegar or olive oil and roast them.
Oh, yeah. My God. They're like candy when they come
they
out. They're
they
super
are.
Soft and they're just aromatic and they melt, like I said, they melt in your mouth.
And it becomes just a wonderful side dish. So lots of things you can do with these wonderful shallots.
Yeah, don't be scared of them. I think
no.
you should go buy them. They're not expensive. I know that it's not something you grab all the time. But if you do it, you're probably never going to stop buying them.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
We'll put some of these ideas on the website. You can try them at home.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.